everybody, and welcome to This Week in Figure Skating for the week of October 29th through November 4th, 2012. Hope everyone's okay after the hurricane. Fortunately, no skaters have been hurt as far as we've heard, though a number of rinks in the tri-state area and elsewhere were closed for much of the week, causing some skaters to lose practice days, especially in Havansack, and ESON's first show of the year, the Family Tribute on Ice, which was supposed to take place in Atlantic City this weekend, will instead take place all the way in Phoenix, Arizona, on the 11th. In Shanghai, Cup of China continued the Grand Prix this week, but tweeting after the pairs free, Kirsten Moore Towers pretty much summed it up for most of the skaters. Probably won't have a harder time getting out on the ice to compete a long program than today. This event is weird. I have no words. Of course, it probably didn't help that she was ill at the time. Pairs is, of course, the marquee event in China, but only six pairs arrived at this competition, and none of them skated their best. Qing Pang and Jian Tong put out a pretty good short. Pristine on the triple toes, five of the six pairs did, and also on the triple twist, they all did. If slightly too footy on the throw loop, four of them did. Their long wasn't as good on side-by-side, single axles and double toes, and their spin was invalidated. When they matched a score of 188.82, the other five couldn't match it. Yoko Kawaguchi and Alex Smirnov came close at 183.53. They did the same elements clean in the short, but not as prettily, and went for triple toes in the free, where she doubled the first and stepped out of the second, and their other elements were a little shaky. Though with a much higher tech score than Pang and Tong, they only lost the free by a point. Also more or less getting the same elements done in the short were Moore Towers and Dylan Moskovich, taking third in that segment, a handful ahead of Qing Pang and Hao Zhang, and Xenia Stilbova and Fedor Klimov, teams that only did throw salchows and had wobbles. But in the free, Moskovich stepped out of the triple toes to cause them the sequence, and while they landed salchows, the ill Moore Towers fumbled the throw loop. Still not bad, they managed 172.36, and Pang and Zhang had by this time skated a free with a quad twist, but with two falls from her, one which wrecked their combos, and she singled their solo axles as well, en route to fifth place finish. But Stilbova and Klimov had skated a free with a clean triple toe, double toe, double toe, and in fact, no mistakes outside a fall to throw Lutz, which netted them the highest tech score of all six teams, and they inched ahead of the Canadians to 172.55 to claim the bronze. At least all six pairs who started the competition finished it. Neither singles competition was so lucky. The men suffered two withdrawals, which was just part of the complete and utter train wreck that competition was generally. First, Brian Joubert caught a stomach bug on the plane, skated a terrible short, and pulled out before the long program began. Then, in the second group warm-up after the short, Adam Rippon and Nan Song, who were fourth and fifth respectively, after less than clean shorts, ran into each other and their heads collided, leaving Song with a bad concussion, while the Chinese medical staff had to push him off the ice hunched over. Needless to say, he didn't skate. Rippon did, singled the axle in his combo, and his Rippon Lutz was mostly a wash, but he seemed alright afterwards, and held on to fourth, if only because Kevin Reynolds had barely managed one of his planned quads and made multiple other errors. So Daisuke Takahashi, red-hot favorite even before all this, really just absolutely should not have lost. But first, in the short, he too footed a partially under-rotated quad and had to improvise a triple-triple combo to barely win the segment against breakthrough countryman Tatsuki Mishida's clean, quadless program. Then, in the free, he too footed two quads, neither rotated and one fully downgraded, only got out a single toe after the second, stepped out of his second axle to lose a combo, and fell in a partially under-rotated loop. So while Mishida lost his axle combo in similar fashion, when his only other problem was falling on his quad attempt, it was enough to pull an even bigger upset than last week's men's result, beating Takahashi 236.92 to 231.75. Not that he was happy about it, since he didn't see it as an improvement from Skate America. Bronze went to Sergei Voronov, who spoke of still dealing with leg issues, and had neither pretty jumps nor much besides jumps, but those jumps were clean, and included a quad double in the short and a single quad in the long, for a score of 217.61. Thus, one way or another, going 1-2 in the men, the bodyguarded Team Japan also claimed the ladies' gold, courtesy Mao Asada, in a competition with one withdrawal after the short by home skater Bingwa Geng with an injured ankle and a lot of downgrades. Asada herself had a partial one on the first jump of her triple flip double loop combo, causing her to lose the segment to Julia Lipnitskaya, who skated clean with a triple ledge triple toe and said afterwards, Asada was just as she was on TV and nothing special. The Russian girl had to eat her words in the long, though, when the nerves got to her and her elements started to get downright heavy near the end. So when the triple lutz triple toe here saw the lutz partially downgraded and she fell out of another combo, when Asada came out and flowed through her program with experienced ease, even one full downgrade and three partial ones couldn't take her tech score that much below Lipnitskaya's, and with a presentation score much higher, she passed her to claim gold 181.76 to 177.92. Below the two of them, despite a partial downgrade on her triple toe attempt, Mariah Nagase was third after the short, a smidgen ahead of Kira Korpi, who had a turnout in her triple toe double toe, and Seijin Lee, who actually managed a triple toe in a clean program. But in the free, it was all about avoiding downgrades, and Corpy had none. She did have three singles, but she still landed the most triples of the segment at five, including the only clean triple-triple with her triple-toe, while Nagasu had five downgrades, two of them major, landing only one clean triple, and Lee combined three partial downgrades with two falls, so Corpy claimed bronze, Nagasu dropped to fourth, and Lee remained in fifth. The only competition to take a full roster to the end was the ice dance, which was won by Nathalie Paeschel and Fabian Borzak, who approached 70 in the short and broke 100 in the free to score 169.73 overall, though none of the top three thought they'd done their best in the former, and the French didn't think they'd done their best in the latter either. They were a little tense and lost energy in the second half. Below them, it was a repeat of Skate America. Once again, Caitlin Weaver and Andrew Poggi and Ekaterina Bobrova and Dmitry Soloviev competed for silver, and once again, the former got a short dance lead, only to get a lower tariff and slip behind in the free, 159.46 to 158.97, though in both instances, the gap between the two teams was much narrower. The Russians said afterwards they felt the pressure more in China but saw themselves improving from Skate America despite scoring lower in both segments, and the Canadians said the same about improving, but they still weren't always sharp, especially on the twizzles in both programs. With gold and bronze, Tatsuki Mishita thus becomes the surprise first lock for the Grand Prix finale, joined by Peng and Tong with her gold and silver, and while with two silvers, Bobrova and Soloviev technically aren't locked yet, they're a very, very good bet. Sadly, with two bronzes, Weaver and Poggi are likely out. Unfortunately, we have another pair's withdrawal from the Ross Telecom Cup too late for replacement, with Daniel Montebano of Getty Krasnopolsky out for unknown reasons. However, we have heard from Yuri Larionov that his partner Vera Bazarova ultimately did not need surgery, and the two of them are a go for next week. In anticipation of the Ross Telecom Cup, Elena Ilyich and Nikita Kaslapov competed this week at the Crystal Skate of Romania, where they won easily over fellow Russians Ekaterina Pushkash and Jonathan Guerrero. They broke 70 in the short and 100 in the free, but Kaslapov made a mistake in the latter, and Ilyich commented afterwards they weren't holding much truck with the results and basically just wanted to get an audience reaction to their programs. More ice dance teams were competing at their segment of the NRW Trophy in Dortmund, held separately this week from the rest of the competition. Pernell Caron and Lloyd Jones won both segments and overall with 147.47, but silver medalists Kathy and Chris Reed weren't too far behind, in the free especially, where they get the highest tech score, if mostly on tariff. In fact, after the short dance, it was looking like a real triumph for the Holly Chake group, since after being unable to practice most of the week thanks to Sandy, not only were the Reeds in second, but their training mates new Israeli team, Allison Reed and Vasily Rogov, were third, but Reed and Rogov didn't follow through on their free. Were only on their twizzles wasn't good, then at the end, after an extended lift, their second step sequence wasn't good either, and their final lift was worse still. They were 8th in the segment and dropped to 6th, ceding the bronze to Valeria Starogina and Ivan Volobuev, though they had a couple of spin and extended lift quibbles themselves. The juniors had a bit of an upset, with Sherry Coach and Christian Neukturn narrowly beating Gabriela Papadakis and Guillaume Kazairan on the strength of their short dance win, though the latter, who didn't have good twizzles in the short, won the free. We have two exits from the scene due to injury, though Rachel Flatt, for the moment, is only calling it a season due to hers, pulling out of the ice challenge in Graz, as well as 2013 Nationals, but Marianne Sampson up in Canada, with her knee troubles returning, is calling it a career. She intends to become a coach. There was also an announcement of an American coaching change. Haven Denny and Brandon Fraser have moved to Coral Springs in Florida and are working with John Zimmerman, and a Canadian split, Alexei Jelinas and David Struthers, with him on ice partner search. Other skaters were left to qualify for their nationals, and in Japan this week there were the two sectional competitions, Westerns in Fukuoka and Easterns in Chiba. Western senior ladies was won narrowly by Satsuki Muramoto over Kakuto Mataki, 149.01 to 147.53. Both had clean shorts and largely clean frees, Tomataki with a loop in the short and Flutz and flip in the free, went for harder technical content, but between lower presentation scores and falling on said flats, while Muramoto's only mistake in the free being a double toe, she lost both segments. Seiya Uneno was third in the short, where her only problem was a time violation, but her free was bad, with three partial downgrades and only one clean triple toe, and she dropped to eighth. Eighth after the short had been Miyu Nakashio, where she'd fallen on her partially under-rotated triple toe attempt, but she got through a free where she was pretty good when not attempting to rotate a flats and landed a flip, and pulled up to third over Yukiko Fujisawa, who held on to fourth on her short program despite a seventh place free, and Shion Kokubun, who was fourth in the free, coming back from ninth to place fifth. Satoko Miyahara stood pretty far over a not unimpressive junior field, with poor Miyu Sato having such a disaster of the short, she didn't even qualify for the free. The withdrawal of Takehiko Mura left 10 senior men, with Yoji Tsuboi winning the short with a clean program and the event's best triple axel, but in the free it was way under-rotated and he fell on it, plus he singled a loop and another axel and doubled a toe, was fourth in the segment, and dropped nearly 10 points behind the 178.71 of winner Yukihiro Yoshido, who was second after the short when he fell on his axel, but came back with the free's highest tariff, if a somewhat messy program, including partial downgrade and a couple of singles and a flip that wasn't even that. Ryuichi Kihara was third in both segments, though his three attempts at the triple axel through the competition were unsuccessful, both were partially downgraded in the long, his flip in the short wasn't pretty either, and though his tariff was still the second highest of the free, it was barely, after a doubled flip and fully downgraded Salchow, he had to hold off the second place free of Tomoyuki Koriyama, who did not attempt anything harder than a loop, and had a fallen invalidated spin in a fourth place short, and thanks to some swallow issues in his free, was unable to move up. Ryuichi Hino won the junior competition, coming back from second to beat Keiji Tanaka, who had won the short. The ice dance competitions for both segments were also held in Fukuoka, where there were two senior teams in the Western competition, with Emi Hirai and Marion de la Asuncion winning with 114.63, and a senior and junior competition for the East, each with only one team enter. Rina Oi and Tayo Mizutani, the senior team, scored 105.38, and Anna Suguki and Hiroyuchi Noguchi, the junior team, scored 79.76. In Chiba, the senior ladies was a battle between Haruki Imai and Yuki Nishino. Nishino skated clean to win the short program, where Imai fell in a partially undertated triple loop, but outside a bad partially downgraded double axel, Imai was clean in her free, while Nishino had four partial downgrades, including three of her four triples and singled a loop, so with 154.12, Imai pulled ahead to win. Below them, Risa Soji was third after the short, despite two downgrades, including a major one, her triple salchow double toe. Bowler Free actually had only a single partial downgrade in her flip. It also had a couple of singles, a doubled lutz, and edge calls on both the flip and lutz involved. She was sixth in the segment and dropped to fourth behind Mari Suzuki, who was fourth in both segments with a clean short and fairly good free, if nothing harder attempted than a loop in one of those doubled and two partial downgrades. Third in the free was actually Shoka Ishikawa, who was 16th after a very bad short. And the long, she landed one triple lip, a double lutz, and double flip, without an edge call, and everything else, and she was able to pull up to 6, which made her much luckier than poor Fumie Suguri, who was 13th in the short, then 9th in the free, but with only two triples and the harder one partially downgraded, with the top 10 qualifying for nationals, she missed making it by 0.39. She is not, however, giving up. She has already announced her participation in another competition next month. The junior field here was much weaker than the West. The top 5 in Fukuoka would have all beaten Yuka Nagai, who was 8th in the short, a little less than 6 points behind winner Mei Ito, but beat the latter out by over 12 points in the free to take it. The senior men's field was bigger than in the West, though in both fields, only the top 3 attempted triple axels, with winner Naisuke Murakami getting up to 200.83, even when he fell at a way under-rotated quad salchow attempt in the short, that jump being one of 5 partial downgrades that litter is free, where he also only did one combo. He wasn't challenged, though, and nor were 2nd and 3rd, Kento Nakamura and Akio Sasaki, though the former doubled the lip and partially under-rotated lutz in the short, and had 4 more downgrades in the free, including one major one on an already singled-out combo, and another major one on the quad toe he fell on, and the latter short featured a double lutz triple toe with the latter partially downgraded, while his free had one combo, 3 partial downgrades, and 2 messy axels. He wisely did not attempt the quad. The junior men's field was very weak compared to the West, winner Kento Kajita when it finished 8th in Fukuoka. In Canada 2, sectionals are underway, though they're really more like regionals. This week was the first of 2, in which most of them are held, the largest 2 this week being Quebec and Central Ontario. In the Quebec sectionals in Sherbrooke, Veronique Mallet won the senior woman's short by about a point over Julian Seguin by doing easier jumps more prettily than the latter did harder ones, but that strategy didn't work as well in the free, especially when her first salchow was a wash, and then she fell on the toe, and then again out of her final spin, so with 153.10 points, Seguin won big. Vanessa Grenier was initially 4th after short, mostly due to falling on a partially under-rotated lutz, behind Alexandra Gagnon, who'd had no more than minor trouble with her flip. Gagnon actually outscored her and Mallet both technically in the free too, where she might have doubled the loop to leave herself no triples harder than the salchow and fall on a toe, but Grenier fell on her own double loop and on her flip, and partially under-rotated the lutz again. She rotated the flip, though, and stayed close enough to Gagnon that a 6-point difference in presentation scores took her past the other girl in the segment, and when the numbers crunched together, Grenier was up to 3rd over Gagnon's 4th by exactly a 10th. Samuel Moret won the men's competition on the strength of his short. He was the only man to try the triple axel, and didn't fully rotate it in the short, but rotated 2 in the free and landed the 1st in combo, though he fell in the 2nd. 2nd after the short was Sasha Alcolumbre, though he had trouble with even a double axel and partially under-rotated the flip, ahead of Ian Martinez, whose double axel was the only jump he did well on the short, falling on his combo and struggling with a double lutz. But Martinez came back to win the free, where he more or less skated clean, and nearly won overall. The final scores for him and Moret were 186.33 and 187.16. With no triple in his free harder than a loop, Alcolumbre had to settle for 3rd. 3 senior ice dance teams enter, 1 withdrew, leaving the other 2 to compete. Elizabeth Perdie and Francois Xavier Ouellet won with 133.63 points. There were also 3 senior pairs entered, but they all withdrew. In the juniors, Solange Martin easily won the women, Nicholas Nadeau won the men, also by some way, Melinda Andrew Meng won a 5-team dance competition, and Natasha Parrish and Sebastian Narchieri won a 2-team pairs competition. Central Ontario sectionals in Barrie had senior competitions in singles only, and the senior women's field was weakened by the withdrawal of Alexandra Naharo and Adriana DeSanctis, among others, but also attracted 3 guest skaters. The competition ended up being won by Eri Nishimura on the strength of her short. Thanks to a partial downgrade on the triple in her combo, she wasn't clean, but nor was anyone else. In the fray, she had two more downgrades, one major, and a couple other issues to be third in the segment, but just held on ahead of New Brunswick guest Kelsey McNeil, 123.92 to 121.34. McNeil had been fourth in the short, where two of her jumps were bad, with her loop two partially downgraded, and the loop continued to plague her in the free, where one was partially downgraded and the other was doubled, but outside that, her only problem was a very bad sal cow. She was second in the segment behind Gio Zellin Mutlu, whose free had five partial downgrades and only two ratified triples, but those triples were clean lets and flip. But as those two jumps being downgraded in the short, where she fell on the ladder and her axle wasn't good either, had left her down in sixth, she ended up in third, a little less than a point ahead of Alexei Gillis, who had followed her sister's example and changed countries. She'd been second after the short, where she fell on her way under a rotated loop, but managed her other two jumping passes clean. Then in the free, it doubled one loop, then popped another, among other jumps. But with McNeil not counting, and thus the top five moving on to the Skate Canada Challenge, she still had no trouble making it, unlike poor Michelle Long, who was in position third after the short, after rotating everything, even while falling on her loop, with 10th in the free, where she fell three times and dropped to 7th. Not competing was Vanessa Crone, who spoke this week about it, saying she wants to go back into dance after all and is currently searching for a partner, and while she's practicing singles on the ice, she's really only doing that to keep in shape. Andrei Rogozin didn't need to compete in the senior men, but he did anyway, and he too won in a short program score, where he rotated a quad but had nothing clean or in combination after falling on his flip. He was lucky that down in third, Nam Nguyen had a very bad fully downgraded triple axel. It was fully downgraded in the free too, where Nguyen outright fell on it, but he had no major errors outside it and won the segment over Rogozin, who in his free landed the axel solo in combination but doubled all but one of his other triples. He held on by only about a point and a half, 185.31 to 183.80. Rafael Jacoby Harris was second after a short, where he didn't try a triple axel and skated clean. He left it out in the free too, where he singled and doubled a handful of jumps to drop to third. In the juniors, Haley Bell won neither short nor free, but ended up winning the woman overall by a little more than a point. Roman Sadowski won the short, but Anthony Kahn got the better of him in the free to win by a little less than a point. And Katie Desvu and Dmitry Razguliajevs won a four-team ice dance competition, though below them, Nicole Kuzmich and Jordan Hockley won the free. The Alberta Northwest Territories Nunavut Sectionals had a senior competition only in the women, with eight skaters. Jane Gray won with a score of 130.36. She was the only skater to try any triple harder than the loop. Her attempts weren't that successful and resulted in a fall in her short and one of two falls in her free. The other two in the top three were clean only on their axles in the short. Those below were worse still. Alexandra Rin was second after the short, but had only one clean jumping pass, a double-double in the free, didn't hold on to third by much, and left second to Jessica Amy Sargent, who had no successful solo triples and fell on two, but was clean on all three combos. Junior woman was won by Keduna Magi, the only skater there to break 100. A four-skater junior men's competition was won by Christopher Mostart, and a three-team junior dance competition by Courtney Royer and Stephen Kazlovsky, who barely broke 90. New Brunswick and Prince Edward Island also held their sectionals in Dieppe, which was a tiny affair. There were no men above juvenile and no couples at all, and with McNeil skating in Ontario instead, only one senior woman, Kelsey Tucker, who could only score 49.19 overall. As well as four junior women following one withdrawal, all scored higher than Tucker. Cassie Costello was also the only skater to break 100. In Russia, the Internal Cup in Samara concluded Monday with the ladies' free skates. In the seniors, order was restored when Aleida Radionova came back to win from third with 195.64, over 15 points higher than second place Yuliana Tijushkina. Evgenia Gerasimova, who'd won the short program, placed only fifth in the free and dropped to third, having to hold on to a little more than a point and a half of her lead to stay ahead of Natalia Ogoreltseva, who was third in that segment. In the juniors, meanwhile, Serafima Sahanovich followed up her big short program lead with a big free program lead to win by over 20 points. A few more Russians were also interviewed, most notably Evgeny Plushenko just before he turned 30, who declared that should he skate a clean program, he ought to get a perfect score, but spoke again of the strain put on his body attempting quads he actually hasn't done since 2005, and how he likes the young male students his coach is teaching and thinks they should be able to take his place and maybe, eventually, be better than he had been. Another interview was done by Alexei Gorshkov, who mostly complained about the scoring of students Ekaterina Riazanova and Ilya Tichenko, saying the Russian judges are too harsh and even accusing the penalty they got for lack of beat last year as being politically motivated. Another coach interviewed was Elena Buyanova, who spoke of taking on Maxim Kovtin after Nikolai Morozov had kicked him out, and how Tatiana Tarasova vouched for him. She also spoke of Adelina Sotnikova's progress, marking her Zayek mishap at Skate America down to learning. And finally, details for Stars on Ice in the U.S. were announced, and it's not a pretty picture. This year, the tour will have only six shows, two in December and four in March. It will definitely beat Kurt Browning's last tour, and he has managed to get Darthy Hamill to join the cast for it, as well as Ekaterina Gordieva and Ilya Kulik, and Joanny Rochette, Sinead and John Kerr, Ryan Bradley, and Sean Sawyer. And that is This Week in Figure Skating. Please note, next week, due to some real-life obligations, I will be posting the report on Monday instead of Sunday, and there will be no report for the weekend after that.